not feel intimidated. My thought really a question. I just want you to introduce yourself and just tell us who you are, your qualification, your background, what is it that you are offering to the NYTA board.
So as you probably know, my name is Pierre Tomapiniza. Professionally, I consider myself a political economist and entrepreneur. I'm born and bred in East London, small town in the Eastern Cape, after which I studied towards a mechanical engineering degree at the University of Cape Town, later changing towards a Bachelor of Social Science in Politics, Philosophy and Economics. Thereafter, I went on to do my honors in Development Year and Policy at the University of Scotland, and completed my master's there in 2015 in the same field of development theory and policy. With respect to what I have to offer, I have experience in corporate governance generally. I have served as a chairperson of the Council of Body Corporate, which is a sectional title scheme that started a year and a half ago under my leadership. It's grown from a newly established sectional title scheme to being fully financially self-sufficient, and in other capacities, I'm also recently appointed as a trustee of the Independent Development Trust, an agency of the Department of Public Works. And professionally, I've worked for the National Treasury for the last 2 years, and what I bring forth in that regard is an understanding of the state and a clear understanding of the legal prescriptions, particularly the Public Financial Management Act, which I believe is crucial in matters of corporate governance.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the introduction. The first question will be asked by Honorable Lesom.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Molo, Cecilia, Minister. My question will be informed by the assumption that having listened to your introduction, introducing yourself, that you have also read the NYTA and all the laws that regulate and give money to the NYTA as an agent. What would be your understanding of the agency's function, and what are the current gaps, if there are any gaps? If there are no gaps, you would provide us also emphasize on those. So you must, whatever answer to the truth, they must be supporting the reasons thereof, and also the mitigating factors that could be employed. And from there, also the last one, Chairperson, from my side will be, what strategies you will bring or value add you will bring to ensure that there's an efficient and effective implementation of the youth program in the way. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much.
The role of the National Youth Development Agency, in my understanding, is dealing with the current crisis faced by young people, which doesn't allow South Africa to take advantage of its demographic advantage, the fact that we have a young population and that's growing into the working class. However, they are not able to capture market opportunities due to economic uncertainty, low growth, and high unemployment. And the NYTA is primarily aimed at mainstreaming youth development throughout government and corporate and private sector. In addition, it's designing, implementing, monitoring, and evaluating youth programs aimed at mainstreaming and integrating the youth into the society and the economy generally. And lastly, it is to be also that the key institution fighting for the interests of young people more broadly. In terms of the gaps, I personally believe that it's a good shift, an encouraging shift that happened in the NYTA from providing individual and business finance towards focusing much more on skills development and education finance. I believe particularly because there are multiple institutions of development finance that already exist that are offering finance, for example, the IDC and other development finance institutions that have got a program to offer for small businesses and the like. However, the niche that the NYDA has cut itself in terms of providing career guidance, providing financing for studies, and providing business support for those those promising entrepreneurs is still very useful. The only gap that I see is within the full value chain of the services offered. So I think that the opportunity to get funding for your studies or career guidance is only useful in as far as it's able to create a path for you to enter the formal labor market or to enter the economy as an entrepreneur. And I feel that there might be some gaps there as a result of, I wouldn't say poor, but state coordination that could be improved in terms of the NYDA working with other government agencies, such as the Independent Development Trust or the Department of Public Works, to have much more uptake with respect to particularly the Expanded Public Works program, focusing on skills development, artisanal and vocational skills, but also coordinating with other agencies so that there's an uptake on the skill. And I also feel that perhaps with regard to the type of funding that's being offered, there could be a much more stronger alignment, I feel, with the skills shortage or the skills register, which looks at what are the areas that South Africa is lacking in skills and providing, I think, finance for particularly those vocational or educational streams where we do have a shortage. The other gap I find is might be due to political sensitivities, but I felt that the NYDA was particularly quiet, especially over the last 2 years, with strong strong political movements that have tried to fight the other people, such as the Seize Must Fall and other movements. In terms of the last part of your question, in terms of my evaluation, what I've always looked to do is to create synergies in everything I'm involved with. As mentioned initially, I am an entrepreneur, so I do have first-hand experience with some of the challenges that, at least in the entrepreneurial space, that young people are faced with. I've also participated in NGOs that do focus on youth development, such as Rethink Africa, and I also work for the government, and I have an understanding of the state. So what that brings, what that allows me to bring to the NYDA is an ability to synergize with. So recommendations and suggestions that I have with regards to coordinating with other state agencies, if I'm able to be appointed onto the board, I would then be able to bring that forth as a strong suggestion that I can follow through and actually create the linkages and establish relationships between the agencies due to my involvement.
Thank you very much, Mr. Benitez. Honorable Chairman. Might be one from the National Treasury in terms of the employment tax incentive.
which has shown quite some progress in the government, allowing employers who are employing young people to have tax breaks. And this has resulted in the employment tax incentive being extended. As you might remember, it was supposed to be expired by September last year, but it has now been extended as a result of this. So I think in the public sector, there's a lot of good work that's already happening. But in the private sector, and also the independence of the limitations one has as a board member, because you're not an executive manager, you can only suggest and see truth that the organization has a governance structure to fulfill its mandate. My contribution would be to assess the current programs that exist in terms of the partnerships with the private sector that the NNYA has, and to see what might be improved in the way in which we relate to the entities in the private sector and the types of coordination that happens between the National Youth Development Agency and the private corporation. So I think that would be my contribution to assessing and finding ways to improve the relationship between the National Youth Development Agency and the core interest organization for the youth, and looking at the current existing programs for partnership and seeing if there are any ways to improve those.
Okay, thank you very much. Honorable Sanga. Thank you, Chair. Mr. Benita, my question will be around food governance. In regard to your five principles on your youth development policy, you have accessibility, you have holistic approach, you have diversity. I would like to know from you, what would you do to achieve promotion of equal opportunities and equal treatment of the youth and the opportunities of gender and disability and women? Thank you.
Honorable Sandra, which question are you on? Question 5.
So it's around your principles of good government.
Okay. Just switch off the mic. You want to rephrase the question, Honorable Tang? Do you want to rephrase the question?
Okay. Can I rephrase the
question?
No, I can rephrase it. How would you ensure good governance in National Youth Development Agency, considering your principle in 5 key principles? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I think when you raise that need,
you are yet to be honorable, Mr. Benita. So, I want you to relax, take it easy. So
I think with regard to good governance, having read the most recent annual report of the National Development Agency, one of the key challenges it had was with respect to financial management and following the prescriptions of legislation prescribing how public entities should operate. And I think one of my core principles as a person is integrity. It added that to my understanding of public financial management, that would be my core contribution in terms of ensuring good governance. With respect to some of the principles you mentioned, which is accessibility, holistic approach, diversity, promotion of access, I think that is the core mandate in the deployment method of the program and the design of the program themselves. My understanding is that the National Youth Development Agency does focus on the most vulnerable, whether it be rural youth, young women, unemployed youth, poor youth. And so I would see to what extent that those core principles or that focus is interpreted and incorporated into the program. And if it's not adequately incorporated, I would recommend working obviously with executive management ways on improving this.
Okay, thank you very much. The next question will come from Honorable Mare.
Thank you, Jay. One of the main objectives of the NYDA Act is to develop and integrate youth development plans and strategies for South Africa and develop guidelines for implementation of the strategy and make recommendations to the President. Now the question is, elaborate on your understanding of the integrated youth development strategy and why the strategy is important.
Thank you.
So my understanding of integrated youth development strategy is that it is the way in which the National Youth Development Agency is carrying out the core management focus of youth work and mainstreaming it within the public sector, private sector, and civil society. I think it is extremely important in that as all strategies focuses on assessing the current environment that we're in and also looking at various strategies and how they work. So the assessment of where we are and looking at forward in terms of the latest strategy, looking at 2020, where is it that we want to be, and focusing on key few areas. I think the strategy is very important in that, as opposed to it being widespread or various attempts that are uncoordinated, which is the primary challenge of governance in the public sector. It looks at specific areas and focuses at improving those areas with the idea of unlocking great potential in youth or growth in the economy through the participation of youth and incorporating them into the economy. Beyond that, I think the most important use for this youth development strategy is in the mainstreaming of youth issues. Particularly when people talk about youth, they criticize the lack of political participation, and I find that ironically that youth do participate politically, although they do tend to express frustration with political systems and the slow progress. But youth definitely do participate, especially when it is issues that pertain to their own personal development. And I think the strategy is able to then fill the space where most people feel that young people aren't participating politically, is to fill that space and provide a mainstream, a way to mainstream youth development throughout public and private sector or society in general.
Thank you very much. Honorable Jasta.
Thank you. My question would be around the national youth policy. As you know, the policy is developed for all young South Africans with the focus on redressing the imbalance of the past and addressing the specific challenge and the immediate needs of the country's youth. Then let's say you are now appointed as a member of the board and you are then expected to implement the agency policy. What can you share with the committee about your understanding of the objectives of the National Youth Policy 2015-2020 and how do you think the board should achieve them? Thank you.
The question that you're looking for my understanding of the National Youth Policy and the objectives of it. So my understanding of the National Youth Policy objectives is, and it is directly linked to the objectives or mandate of the National Youth Development Agency, which is integrating the youth economically into the economy and society generally, but also dealing with the major challenge of youth unemployment, the major challenge of poor education systems, the major challenge of substance abuse, and other challenges that the youth are focusing on. and in also the use of faces, challenges in the use of faces. So in terms of how I would recommend that the board implement this youth strategy, also being sensitive again of the limitations of the board in terms of it being a partially non-executive structure in the organization, that a lot of this would rely on the close relationship with the executive management and being able to deal with issues of finding ways or early warnings where programs are not being successful or where there are challenges, so that the resolution to these before they make themselves into the audit, before they disparage the organization's reputation, before they disparage the public's trust of the organization. So my view on how the board can assist in implementing the strategy would be to work more closely with executive management, and I personally myself see my contribution within the development subcommittee or the investment subcommittee as a result of my past experience and my interest in youth development.
Okay, the last question will be asked by Maulana. Question number five.
Good morning, Mr. Minister. I'm sorry, Shepherd, I was a bit confused because I was looking at this building because the services, there are some music and some other attachments they are for other candidates. So I was a bit confused. I'm very confused. Mr. Minister, I'm also seeing. And the honor will be based on other themselves. The NIDA Act and the National Youth Policy further highlights the principle that must be upheld to ensure youth development. In the previous years, there has been a perception that the agency only serves certain sections of the youth. What can be done to change the negative perceptions among young people about the NIDA? And also, how are you going to ensure that the NIDA, under your leadership as board member, will consistently abide and be guided by the principle of the youth development without prejudice? Thank you.
Thank you. The NIDA is the abbreviation for NYDA, National Youth Development Agency.
If I can respond, I think the perception part is primarily an issue of communication. I think one of the challenges that the National Development Agency faces with rolling out its program is actually getting knowledge out into the young people to understand what sort of government support is this, and how they can access it. And this is a primarily a communications issue and a public relations issue. And I think beyond that is also to look at some of the successes that the National Youth Development Agency has achieved. So apart from informing the public and the youth about the programs that the National Youth Development Agency has and how to access those, it's also an imperative that the organization publicizes some of the success stories. And I don't think that's sufficient to just publicize these two annual reports, but I think there are other ways that we can do this by converting some of the information into publicly accessible media, such as infographics, animations, etc., which speak directly to the youth and can make the message much clearer in terms of the impact that the National Youth Development Agency has. I think only once people are able to understand what opportunities exist and see how they've assisted other people, only then will they be able to identify with the institution and the kind of assistance that they can get from it. Going back to your question of how do you then deal with the issue of the perception of discrimination that only assists certain parts of the youth, I think that just sits in how we adhere to the National Youth Development Agency Act, which stipulates very clearly the focus and the groups within the youth that the National Youth Development Agency is focused on. And I think as far as the organization can align itself to that act and the mandate, then the job is done.
Okay. Thanks very much, Mr. Benita. That was the last question. I noted Kasim, Honorable Kasim, for a follow up if you want to. If you don't, we can always take another member.
Thank you, Chair Sisson. And welcome. Yes. My question is a follow up on the last question that was asked by the Honorable Manana. Many of the shortlisted candidates from a particular organization, a lot of them are NEC members of the ANC League or the Young Communist League, etc., and the Alliance Partners. And there have been incidences allegedly where the NYC has been used in the past in order to be used not only as an employment agency for ANC or Alliance Partner members, but also for campaigns or in the purpose of campaigning for a political party in an election. How would you...
Okay, there is an objection to a follow-up question. Chairperson, I feel that is one of the yellow opportunities. A young person is sitting there is attempt to message about the organization and where others are belonging. It's wrong. Please, let's ask a follow-up question on the question. There's no ANC League yet. There's no Communist League. There's no ESF Youth Vanguard. There's no DA. Why are you bringing politics here? No, it's unfair, the question.
Okay. The point of order is sustained. The question is,
Chairperson, on what basis would I
but I'm making a ruling based on the point of order.
On what basis?
Kasim, Honorable Kasim, can you allow me to make a ruling on the point of order? And the ruling that I'm making is that the order is sustained. The question is politically partisan. And this ad hoc committee must desist from entering that space. Because here we are interviewing young people who must be asked a question that has been prepared, that the panel has agreed on. Any follow-up question must relate to this. Must not seek to impugn on other political organizations that exist in the country. Let's ask young people about the understanding of the NYDA Act, the functions of the board, what is expected of them, and so forth. So the order is sustained, and therefore I'm ruling it to be out of order in that question. Now, thank you very much.
On a point of order. On a point of order, I'm not going to continue the question, and I'm going to listen. But on a point of order, you have not quoted any rule from the joint rules that govern us. It's a point of order, Kenneth. You cannot interrupt me in the middle of a point of order. Can I please complete?
No, no, it's fine. Let me listen to you.
I will stop. Can I please complete what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then I will stop talking. Thank you very much. You have not quoted any rule that this allows me, as a member of this committee, who was asking a very relevant question to the first, to the question that I was asking for, from referring to policies which is relevant to
Honorable
Kasim.
Let me interject you and allow you not to speak. If you want to challenge the ruling that I've made, you know you've got the right to do that. But for now, I've made the ruling that the question that you're asking is not supposed to be put to the candidate because you attack other political formations that exist in this country. And this platform is not for that purpose. This platform is to ask the question to the candidate and assess from the candidate how do they know the NYDA and its functions, the act, and so forth. So you are ruled out of order. I'm not going to allow any further questions. A member has just forfeited his opportunity to do that, and therefore Yeah, if you continue like that, Honorable Kasim, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. If you continue wanting to disrupt this interview. I'm warning you, Honorable Kasim, if you continue doing that, I'm going to ask you to leave. I'm giving you the last warning. Thank you very much. We apologize for the unfair question that a member wanted to put to you. We had prepared the question, and those are the questions that the committee has put to you. Thank you very much for coming. Just to say to you that after this process, we will deliberate as a committee and finalize our report, send it to both houses, the National Assembly and the NCOP. If the houses agree to our report and the recommended names, the Parliament will send it to the President, and by then you will be informed. But as you know, the processes of Parliament are open. Even when we deliberate on the report, when we finalize, it will be public knowledge. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Benin.